Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune into the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes. This is the Joy Doctor coming to you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yes, let's give a shout out to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yes, I'm in the studio live tonight. As I look out the studio, I see traffic. Yes, and I also hear the pitter-patter of rain. Yes, the pitter-patter of rain. So, don't turn on the eyes of the brothers. Don't turn on Teddy. Don't even bother Barry, nor Bach or Beethoven. But continue to listen to the Joy Doctor. Yes, continue to listen to the Joy Doctor right here live on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, thank you for tuning in tonight. And for those of you who may be listening for the first time, I want to thank you. For my ones that have listened to me faithfully tonight, yes, tonight we're going to talk about what's love got to do with it, and what's a more prevalent topic than on an evening like this, where it's cold, it's raining, you want to fire up the fireplace, you want to get a little snuggly, you want to get a little comfortable, but even in that, what does love have to do with it? Yes, what does love have to do with it? John Lennon said we need to learn to love ourselves first in all our glory and our imperfection. Yes. So what does love have to do with it? I believe Ike and Tina. Yes, I believe Ike and Tina did it best. What's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. Hey, what's love for the second and emotion? Well, you know, I can't do it like them, but, you know, I do what I do. Like Ray Charles said, I make it do what it do, baby. And that's all that I can do. And the question is, what's love got to do with it? Now, we know love covers a multitude of things, and it's supposed to cover a multitude of faults. But however, some love will get you before the judge. Some love will get you before the judge that's after the judge, if you know what I mean. That's right. See? Some love will carry you to the courthouse, and then some love will carry you to your grave. That's right. But I want to know, yes, the Joy Doctor wants to know, what's love got to do with it? Now, we know love covers relationship, family, and friends. Yes, you know those people that you talk to on a continual basis. You know, the ones on your favorite five, the one on Facebook that you get up with and you lay down with and you talk to throughout the day. Yeah, all those 10,000 people. Yes, all those 10,000 people. Yes. All those 10,000 people want to know what's love got to do with it. And tonight, we're going to answer your question. Because if you look at it, love really has nothing to move it. Was he in love with her? Was she in love with him? Or was it something that happened and they made the best out of it? Well, we're going to pause right there and we're going to come back to that. Yes, we're going to come back to that because in the words of Ike Town, he said, now, you listen to me, Anime. I made you. You were nothing before you met me. And you ain't going to be nothing without me. Now, how many of us know, but a lot of people fall into that situation to where they think they have to be dependent on another person to be complete. That is far from the truth. Yes, you are complete by yourself. Yes, that's right. Now, I know the good book says that it's not good for man to be alone. That's right. Now, that does not change the fact that everybody is for somebody, but you're not supposed to get just anybody. Let me say that one more time. I think that was a revelation. I think that was a revelation. Yes. Everybody is for somebody, but you just can't get anybody. That's right. That's right. You just can't get anybody. Because anybody and everybody don't know how to love. That's right. Anybody and everybody don't know how to love. Now, no. I'm not contradicting myself. I said love has nothing to do with it. But in the first aspect of it is infatuation. You caught up. Their eyes, you can see them. And you look in your eyes and your heart goes pitter, 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 pitter. Yes. And the smile just brightens up your day. And then after 15 years, what you smiling about? That's right, that's right, that's right. Now, you don't believe that you're the reason why they're smiling. Now you want to know what they're smiling about. Well, if love had anything to do with it, then they'll be smiling the same smile 15 years later that they were smiling when they met you. Now, I know some of you going to beg to differ, but however, we know the old saying, time heals all wounds. But that's not necessarily true, because sometimes we just get a scab, we put a little Vaseline on it, and it covers up the rest of it. That's right, that's right, that's right. And it covers up. So therefore, we have to learn a lot in love. In love, you're going to be hurt. In love, you're going to be broken. In love, you're going to be bound. And in love, you're going to be free. But in love should be the ultimate factor, the ultimate reason why you, of course, are together. The world needs now is love, sweet love. Yeah, that's right, that's right. That's what the world needs now. In the state that the world is in the situations that families are going through, we all need love. Can we just get a group hug? Yes, yes, show the love, show the love, show the love. But everybody don't feel like that. That's right. Everybody don't feel like they need love or they have to have love. Feel that they're just fine without it. Because it seems to bring on more problems than it does promises. That's right. That's right. More problems than it does promises. Because the problem is that a lot of the promises are broken, and that's the problem. That's right. A lot of the promises are broken, so that's the problem. But love didn't break the promise. Love didn't cause the problem. So now we have to deal with the individual. Yes, we have to deal with the individual. Now, when we bring the individual person on the scene, whether it be man or woman, we all know that we have flaws. Now, there is a difference within a crack and shatter. Now, when something is cracked, it could be mended. It could be but when it's shattered, that means it's at the point of almost being destroyed. Now, those situations can be restored. The one that's cracked is easier to fix. The one that's shattered is going to take some work. So now my question is to you. Are you the cracked vessel or are you the shattered vessel? Then my next question to you is, are you with a cracked vessel, or are you with a shattered vessel? Now we get down to the love. Yes, yes, yes. Because if both of you are shattered, then you both need to be restored. If one is cracked, then one is shattered, then one needs more work than the other, but you both need work. What they got to do with love. That's right. That's right. What they got to do with love. Thing to do with love, because love is housed in that individual. Patti LaBelle said it best. Love should have brought you home last night. Well, if it ain't in there, it ain't going to bring it. I want to let you know that, sister, and I want to let you know that, brother, that if love is not in there, then it's not going to bring it. And that's when Al Green echoed and said, dim, 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 dim. Hey, love and happiness. Make you want to do wrong. Make you do wrong when you want to do right. Well, that was the best impersonation I could give. I'm sorry. That's all I could do. But you get the point. Love is housed within the individual. But it's the individual that makes the promises, keeps the promises, or breaks the promises. It's not really measured upon love. So how do you measure love? And why would you measure love if love has nothing to do with it? Well, I am absolutely glad you asked. Yes, I am absolutely glad you asked, because I have this I would like to read to you that will answer all of your questions.
Let's see here. The poem is Susan Pfeiffer. Yes, that's SusanPfeiffer. It is entitled What I Learned. I've learned that you cannot make someone love you. All you can do is be someone who can be loved. The rest is up to them. That no matter how much I care, some people just don't care back. I learned that it takes years to build up trust and only seconds to destroy it. That it's not what you have in your life, but who you have in your life that counts. I learned that you can get by on charm for about 15 minutes. And after that, you better know something. That you shouldn't compare yourself to the best others can do. That you can do something in an instant that will give you heartache for life. I've learned. It's taken me a long time to become the person that I want to be. That you should always leave loved ones with loving words. It may be the last time you see them. I've learned that you can keep going long after you can't. I've learned that we're responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel. I've learned that either you control your attitude or it controls you. I've learned that regardless of how hot and steamy a relationship is at first, passion fades and there had better be something else to take its place. I've learned that heroes are the people who do what has to be done when it needs to be done, regardless of the consequences. I've learned that money is a lousy way
of keeping score. I've learned that my best friend and I can do anything or nothing and have the best time. That sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down will be the ones to help you get back up. I've learned that sometimes when I get angry, I have the right to be angry. But it doesn't give me the right to be cruel. I've learned that true friendship continues to grow over the longest distance. And the same goes for true love. I've learned that just because someone doesn't love you the way you want them to, doesn't mean they don't love you with all they have. That maturity has to do with what types of experience you've had and what you learned from them, and less to do with how many birthdays you celebrated. I've learned that you should never tell a child their dreams are unlikely or outlandish. Few things are more humiliating, and what tragedy it would be if they believed it. That no matter how good your friend is, they're going to hurt you every once in a while, and you must forgive them for that. I learned that it isn't always good enough to be forgiven by others. Sometimes you must learn to forgive yourself. That no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for your grief. I learned that our background and circumstances may have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for whom we become. That just because two people argue, it doesn't mean that they don't love each other. And just because they don't argue, it doesn't mean they do. I've learned that we don't have to change friends if we understand that friends change. That two people can look at the exact same thing and see something totally different. I've learned that your life can be changed in a matter of hours by people who don't even know you. That even when you think you have no more to give, when a friend cried out to you, you will find the strength to help. I've learned that credentials on the wall do not make you a decent human being. I've learned that the people you care about the most in life taken from you too soon. I've also learned that it's hard to determine where to draw the line between being nice and not hurting someone's feelings or standing up for what you believe. I've learned that no matter what happens to me on earth or how much my faith falters, God's faith in me never dwindles or fails. I've learned that life's lessons never end and wisdom can always be passed on. That is, I've learned by Susan Pfeiffer. She never missed love. She never talked about love. It's about more of the individual and how they handle, how they receive, how they look at, and how they treat other people and other situations and circumstances. So my question to you again is, what's love got to do with it? Absolutely nothing. I love you. I'm going to try my best not to hurt you. But because I love you, that doesn't mean that I won't hurt you. Now, it could be intentional or unintentional. However, love has nothing to do with it because we are individuals. And a lot of times people hang on that word love. Yes, some people take it for granted. Some people throw it out like throwing out trash. That's right. So everybody's understanding and everybody's feeling about love, even if it's two people grew up in the same house under the same teaching, under the same rules, under the same parents. Love still will not be instilled in them the same, because everybody has their own outlook. That's why you have to communicate. That's why you have to talk. That's why you have to get an understanding. That's why you have to have vision. You have to have wisdom. You have to seek and require knowledge on these things. Ivy League, that doesn't mean I had Ivy League parents. If I don't attend an Ivy League school, that does not mean I don't have Ivy League parents. You really can't judge a book by its cover until you crack it open, beginning to read it, but not only read it, but understand the message that is giving. And even in that message, you have to read in between the lines. Because a lot of times, information is lost in translation. Yes, information is lost in translation. So therefore, you have to go over it and go over it, go over it. It's just like preparing a case for trial. That's right. It's like preparing a case for trial. You have to continue to go over it. Sometimes you go over it for encouragement. Sometimes you go over it for strength. Sometimes you go over it for healing. Sometimes you go over it for restoration. But you have to continue to go over it and to go over it and to go over it. And then you begin to find reason. You begin to find facts. You'll come up with data to prove or discredit the person, situation, not the circumstance, because the person creates the circumstance and the situation. Without the person, you would not have a circumstance and you would not have a situation. Now, I'm not saying that you are to live alone, be alone, die alone. That's not what I'm saying. Saying that love cannot be found. I'm not saying that there is not a love for everyone. But what I'm saying is, when you find that love, or you think you have found that love, examine it. Examine it to discredit, but examine it to see how it can improve you or the situation. That's right. Examine it to see how it can improve you or the situation. Because like Al Green said, love is working together. Whether it's family, friends, relationship, the underlying foundational part of that is love. But like I said earlier, as individuals, we're flawed. We're shattered. Sometimes we need restoring. So, if I hurt you out of love, that doesn't mean I don't love you. If I said something that you didn't like, and I followed it with I love you, that does not mean that I don't love you. If I don't say the words at all, that doesn't mean that I don't love you. However, together in a relationship, family, friends, there's going to be flaws. There's going to be shatters. But we have to remember that we are two flawed individuals coming together to try to make one bond. So therefore, what's love got to do with it? It has everything to do with it. Because love is what's keeping it together. So when you love, you go the extra mile. But if you don't go the extra mile, that does not mean that you don't love. It just means that that's all you know to do. So when I see that's all you know to do, then I have to step in and ask you and gently guide you, not push, pull, drag. This is not a clunker being brought into the car lot to see how much I could get for it. But you know how those commercials go. Pull it in, push it in, drag it in. Yeah, those kind. But that's not how you treat a relationship. What's love got to do with it? It has everything to do with it. But in order for it to succeed or fail, all depends on you. Well, we're out of time. I do apologize, but we are out of time for tonight. But tune in next week as we continue to go on this Keeping It Real series. Yes, Keeping It Real series. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about keeping it real. Yes. So tune in next week, same time, same channel, to the Joy Doctor. And if you have any questions you would like to hit me up, you can go to the joy doctor@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at thejoydr. You can also go to my blog spot at www.joydr.blogspot.blog. Hit me up. The Joy Doctor. Yes, the Joy Doctor. And we're coming to you live each Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. So I thank you for tuning in. Until next week, remember, keep it real.